KX93.5 Indeedly Doodly. With me in the studio, Lydia's Libido. Hello, gentlemen and lady.
Hello.
Hello.
How's everybody doing?
Awake.
Wonderful.
Are we all right?
It's 1 o'clock. That's early morning musician hours.
I know it is, mate. I understand. I get it. I was here at what time? I played tennis at 7:30 this morning. No, 8:30 this morning.
There's an 8:30 in the morning now?
Yeah, there's two of them in the day. I figured I found out recently. And what you would think was that you would go to bed, like, in order to get up at that time, you go to bed at 6 o'clock at night in order to, you know, do it properly. But you can't do that because you're up all night anyway till 1 in the, you know. So pardon me if I fall asleep during the interview. Gary McGrath, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's your project, really, isn't it?
It's all of our project, but I was the one that kind of rallied it together. But it's all of us.
We've got Gary McGrath on guitar, Dean Minnelly on keys.
That's me.
We've got Sean Jaeger. Sean Jaegermeister on bass, and Andy Weaver on drums.
Yep.
And since we last were together, you've had a change of personnel.
Yes.
We now have Olivia Price singing.
Yes.
Hello,
yes.
Olivia Price.
Hello.
You're interesting, aren't you?
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, you are, to come in and join these bunch of nutters. You know, it's a big thing, really. You've got to be able to hold your own. Do you think there's that? I mean, it's kind of a boring question, really, but there's that females of glass ceiling thing, women walking into this sort of sausage fest. Do you know what I mean? Is it hard, or did you find it very easy?
No, it wasn't hard at all.
Really?
Actually.
Are you married?
Yes.
Do you have children?
I do.
Right. So you I think that toughens a woman up.
Yeah. Kind of, a little bit.
Depends on the husband.
Yeah, depends.
I think it adds a certain kind of confidence that it was not perhaps, or I don't know about you personally, because we don't know each other, but I think that women, girls anyway, they get married, have kids, and it breeds a certain kind of confidence.
It does.
Don't you feel like you can sort of walk into any situation and handle it?
Yeah, makes it a lot easier.
Do you think it's because you've got the lives of those children are in your hands?
Oh, yeah. Probably. It's a lot easier once you have kids to deal with pretty much anybody or anything.
It's fascinating to me because my mum raised us on her own. So I always think women, you know, mothers, I've got a thing. I don't know. First of all, I'm a Jew, so, you know, think about Jewish mothers. But I just think there's an angelic thing and a confidence and a sort of don't mess with me sort of vibe.
Yeah, and it's a little boy, so it makes it easier to deal with. These guys.
Those guys, because they're just a bunch of little
boys.
Pretty much the same as my 4-year-old.
Right. Except the 4-year-old's got a more sort of developed sense of humour, probably.
Yeah, a little bit.
Trust the streams.
No doubt. And we're stepping into somebody else's shoes as well. You walked in. What now, Gary? So how did, when the transition occurred? Mm-hmm. Will you talk about that? I mean, I don't know. If you want to talk about it.
Well, no. Samantha wanted to focus on her solo career.
On herself.
Yeah. And so we all told her, said, okay, go do it. And she quit the band, and we were halfway into recording, and then we kind of scrapped most of it and started over with Olivia, and it was real smooth.
Where did you find each other, you guys?
On Craigslist, like the way I find most women.
Did you really? Were you applying for a job as singer, or was it a different kind of ad you put in the paper there?
No, it was a singer.
It was rated G.
Yes.
And had you'd been singing a long time?
Uh-huh.
Right. What kind of stuff were you doing?
What I did was I did a lot of theater and choir in high school. I'm only 23, so that wasn't very long ago.
Right.
I did church and all that, but pretty much this is completely different.
And
what I was doing.
I will say it's different from church.
Well, the funny part about it is when you get into the South, especially you get into the Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, it's very common to have a bunch of church singers, a bunch of church players.
Yes.
Out here, not so much.
Right. Were you from around here?
No, I grew up in a small town in Oklahoma.
Oh, you did?
Very small.
Is that,
like, I had 88 people in my graduating class.
Is that thought of as the South? Oh, excuse me, I'm British.
Yeah, the South is just a loose term for anything from Texas over to, like, South Carolina, I believe.
Right.
Yeah.
Anywhere that isn't, like, Chicago, New York, L.A.,
anywhere
that's the
where,
South.
Anywhere the where there's Mason actually Dixon greenery, line. Seasons, and people talking like this.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeehaw.
Pretty much.
Yeah. But you live in L.A.?
No.
No? Where do you live?
Nope.
We all live in Texas.
Yep.
You all live in Texas. Yeah. Did I know? Y'all live in Texas.
Yeah. Yep, y'all.
How did I not know that?
Because they used to live out. Here.
Yeah, we did used to live here.
Well, three of them lived in Texas to begin with. We just brought the other two out.
And where in Texas do you live?
Dallas-Fort Worth.
Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yep.
That area from one end to the other.
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah,
big. Yeah.
What do you think, Ellie, when you come over to the... Have you got a sort of certain snooty, like, snarky thing about the West Coast? Do you think it's all a bunch of nuts and flakes and...
No.
Fruits?
No, not at all. I have family that's out here, so...
God dang lady boys.
Yeah.
No? I got the tight jeans.
No, it's not tight jeans. There's just no jeans. It's just a little bit of shorts, and that's about it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Thongs.
I love this area.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's a beautiful thing.
Shall we play a song of yours?
Sure.
Yes. Okay, you've got a new CD. I'm going to talk about that in a minute, now that we've got the formalities over with. New CD is called Kiss the Frog, Lydia's Libido is the name of the band, and we're going to play track number two. What is it?
All My Fault.
Do you want to talk a little bit about it, or you want me to just play it?
Actually, let's have Sean talk. He hasn't talked much. He has his little e-cig. He's all lounging.
Sean Yeager on bass. Yes, sir.
Hi.
Hi, I can't see you behind the screen, but it's all right.
I can't see you either, but it's okay.
He sees you, but you're called Acer.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, basically it's just a song. We kind of sat down in the studio together, and Gary had a track, and we basically just went ahead and we all sat down and wrote lyrics to it.
All of you?
Yeah, we all contributed to it.
How do you do that?
We all come up with like a concept. We want the song to be... let's say if we wanted it to be a letter, we'll all go off and say, what's the subject of the letter? And then we'll all write one. We'll come back and see who has lines we all like, and we'll just throw them all in together.
Wow, that's very collaborative of you.
Yeah.
It's hard to do because people are very... You throw out an idea and people can be quite sort of precious about their own work, can't they?
Well, we don't get very precious with ideas. We get very... we work really well together. We enjoy being able to be collaborative.
Well, let's hear this collaboration. The track is called... All My Fault is from the album Kiss the Frog, Lydia's Libido, in the studio on KX93.5. It's not the way it should have been. I find myself alone and burned out. Not how I wanted this to end. Free life. All bits are rough now. Free life. I'm going all in. Sit tight. I'm taking my life back. Screw you. I'm gonna win. This naked truth will cut you.
This naked truth will cut you.
Yeah, KX93.5. Lydia's libido in the studio.
Hello.
Yeah. Wow. It's a little pornographic, that really, isn't it? That bed track. I've been trying to find new ones today. I'm trying to, like, because I'm a bit, but you get sick of them. You hear the same thing over and over again. Yeah. I get sick of them. But this is supposed to be good, new one. You think it's a bit too. Hi, I'm the pizza boy, kind of thing. Pizza delivery.
No.
Mind if I just take my clothes off? It's a little hot in here, that sort of thing.
You ordered the sausage.
God. All My Fault is the name of the track, and Kiss the Frog is the name of the album, and the name of the band is Lydia's Libido, in the studio here at KX93.5. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Yes.
So you talked about songwriting, and most of it's a collaborative thing where you literally go, you ask a question or something, and you say, what's this song about? It's about this. All right, everybody go away and write about that thing.
Exactly.
And that's pretty much how it comes about.
It came across the second. We've been doing music videos for the songs. All My Fault was the first one that we have on YouTube. The second one we put out about 4 or 5 weeks ago was a song called Material Lies. And it was a song that I kind of came up with the track of it. And Andy and Olivia and Dean and I were in the studio. Sean was taking care of some business elsewhere at this point. And I said I'd like to have a song that's kind of like a letter. And Dean wrote this long letter, but he started talking to us. He goes, okay, let me read it to you. And he says, I hope this reaches you in time. And we all just went, ooh, that's good. And Andy pops up with stuff on his phone, and Olivia kind of said, well, you know, I've been going through this. And it was a very neat song and a neat perspective of seeing a relationship dissolve and being almost okay with it, because you're seeing why it should, and that from one, that's my point of view of it. But the funny part is, it was something that a lot of us were actually going through, so it was very kind of a subconscious letter to ourselves.
There's a lot of stuff on this album that was kind of like, you know, we had X amount of time to put it out, and, you know, replacing the singer and everything, and she came right in, and it was like, all right, here's what we got, go. And she just knocked out vocals just right like that.
Which is something I didn't know I could do, so that was interesting to learn.
Cool. Well, you know what, you must feel, Olivia, that you must feel quite sort of comfortable around these guys. It's not an easy thing to just let go in terms of self-expression.
Oh, no.
You know. Is it for you, or is it, did you just...
At first, it was a little, I was scared. I was shy. I was like, I can't do this. And then after the first song, it actually got a lot easier and way more comfortable. And
the first song we did was All My Fault.
Yeah, the first song we did was All My Fault. It took about an entire day to do.
But, you know, that's typical for most people.
Because I didn't know. I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know what I was doing, so.
Yeah, no, that's, it worked. You know, nobody, the very few one-take wonders around, and even then.
Well,
she got to it.
I got to that really fast, actually. It took about 2 hours for the other songs each.
So. Really, to drop out. That's amazing. Yeah. You must have had a lot to say, a lot bottled up inside you.
Life really, it happens, and when it does, the one thing I've always told anybody I've ever dated or anyone that's around this is, you know, never piss off a songwriter.
Right, because
it ends up in a tune.
It did.
Either that or you have to marry them. And then they don't write any songs about you, that's it, they're done. They have to start writing about, you know, their yacht, if they've got one, or whatever it is, you know what I mean? Because you can't write songs about the wife.
Yeah, you can.
Well, you can.
yeah, you can.
Not my wife, you can't.
Well, you know, I say I can. I'm divorced, so I can't say that.
Right. There you go. I rest my case. The defense rests.
Yes.
It's funny that you all sort of say that you all came up with the same, you were going through the same kinds of things. You didn't go in specific, but I mean, you're in a band, I guess. Everything syncs up. It's like, you know, your menstrual cycles are all going to eventually be at the same time of the month, aren't they?
Well, yeah, Olivia gave me your vinyl earlier. So
some cycles are heavier than others.
Well, the album looks great, and this is really interesting because I think that the last bunch of music that I heard from you guys was different in that it seems like it was more manic. I used that word during the song. It, you know, this seems a little bit more focused or a little more... I don't know what the word is.
Well, the first record was just to get an EP out so we could have a reason to go tour and start making a name for ourselves. Yeah. And we kept it short as a 7-song EP. And we knew collectively what we wanted to do with the record. And so it made this one easier to focus on. It wasn't as sporadic. I mean, we still have a lot of, you know, we all have a lot of influences that are vast, but we were able to harness them and all get on the same page. And we did it in kind of the idea of the singles market. No one really buys a whole record anymore. They go
on iTunes. Everybody buys a song, yeah.
So we took it through and said, what type of song would you like to hear versus what type of album would you like to hear?
Right.
And we all just kind of went, well, I'd love to hear a song like this or a song like that, or I'd love to hear a ballad with a really good soul to it that has, you know, this influence and that influence. And we did that. And
I think things have really changed in that way, haven't they? People do. They're like, if you talk to younger people, as I often do.
I try not to.
I never do. But what I hear is, what I read is that people don't even know the name of the band anymore. There's not, you know, they love that song or this song, you know. So you don't have to worry too much about, you put an album together and you go, oh God, we need a ballad. Well, you're not necessarily.
Yeah.
You know, people are not going to buy it that way anyway. And if they do, they'll hit it random on the iTunes and it won't come out the way you intended it anyway. So.
My favorite little t-shirt I saw the other day is, you're not a fan of a band unless you know the name of the bass player.
Wow. Well, then I
thought that was really kind of
I'm not
cool
a fan
shirt.
Of many bands then in that
case.
Yeah,
right, me
I'm
neither.
Not terrible with that stuff. A lot of musicians, are you like that, really? And because a lot of musicians I know like pride themselves on their encyclopedic knowledge of stuff. I don't know. And I don't have a vast record collection.
No, I don't either.
I have a few things that I really like, and I'll go at the end of them.
I don't think any of us even own a stereo.
Hey, I do.
Well, it's in a box, but I have it.
I have
it's on your phone, isn't it, now? Everything's there. Anyway, let's play another track from the record, shall we?
Sure.
And then we'll talk a bit about touring, and then I'll kick you out.
Sounds good.
If that's all right.
That's fine by us.
Livia Price is here, Gary McGrath, Dean Minerly, Sean Yeager, and Andy Weaver, the drummer, who also did the artwork for the record, it says
AR.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
And they are Lydia's Libido. Here's the final track on the record, not that it matters because you're going to play it randomly anyway on your iTunes. It's called Material Lies. Before we play it, I have to play this thing legally because it's been the top of the hour. But you'll hear that, and then you'll hear this track by Lydia's Libido. All right, it's KX
93.5. Hello, girls and boys. Today we're going to make KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX 93.5. Been weighing heavy on my mind.
That is the sound of Lydia's Libido on KX93.5. Really great. That's really great and really different, isn't it, for you chaps?
Yeah, it's a different approach for us.
Well, it's what I knew how to sing.
Right.
Well, and you sang it wonderfully.
All this other stuff, it was all new and didn't know I could do it. It's on their
You can really,
album,
you can
so.
Hit the I notes, can't you?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. Amazing. Really cool. I mean, I don't even want to name people that makes me think of because it's not relevant, but makes me think of some pretty classy acts. Really
well,
great.
Thank you.
Yeah, really
That's
good.
That's very good to
thank
see
you.
That's beautiful. So, you're out doing shows. Tell us what's happening.
Well, we're out. We played Burbank the other night. We're playing Bakersfield tomorrow.
And Bakersfield?
Bakersfield. That's more like Texas.
Yeah. Wednesday night.
And that's Wednesday we're doing Bakersfield.
Tomorrow's Ritz.
Yeah, tomorrow's Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow we're doing a television thing. It's one of those weeks. And then in June we're heading out to Vegas to do the First Street, the First Friday Festival in Vegas, and then doing BB's Clubhouse in Las Vegas as well. We're doing two shows in Vegas. And then we're going to do a house gig in Texas for a while and get ready, because after that we head off to Brazil and Chile and Argentina with Robert Sarzo and of Queensryche and Gilby Clark of Guns N' Roses, and we're going to have some fun.
Wow.
And then when we get done with that, we're going to go do some American and Canadian music festivals in China.
Goodness me.
So that's
have
that's
you been
the plan.
To China before?
No.
No. I
Hong Kong only.
I haven't. I've never been out of the U.S.
Wow.
Ever.
You got you got a passport lined up,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do. All
yes, we're taking Sean to get his today.
Very good. Because I worked with a band once who got all ready, and they were ready to go and everything, and then realized that the bass player didn't have a passport. So they couldn't go. It does happen.
It's like a recurring issue then. Yeah.
It's when you only have four strings, you get string envy and you just hold out.
Is that what it is?
No.
I have six strings on my
band. Yeah,
it's funny.
He's got a guitar for big people now.
As a band goes, we have a B3 player, which most bands don't have.
Yeah.
And then we have a drummer that likes to, instead of use big kits, likes to get smaller, compact, more creative kits.
Because he's
and
tiny.
And then we have a bass player that plays a six-string bass, and I use a 12-string most of the time. So it's kind of it's an interesting thing to see
live. And I don't play anything.
Live.
I just sing.
Well, you know, the thing's sounding great, and I'm really happy for you that you're getting to go. I'm a little jealous that you're going to China, because I would like to go myself.
A lot of soup.
But will you come back when you're done and tell us how that went?
Absolutely.
We're very excited
to
hear
about
that.
Yeah, we'll be back in October.
All right. Well, listen, more power to you. Sounding great.
Check us out on YouTube.
And you sound relaxed and like you're looking forward to the future, and you're not, you know, I don't know, you just seem like a different band, and it's nice to see.
Well, now it's we want to look forward to the future. Before, we didn't know if we had one.
It was me. All right. Helped.
It's you.
Yep.
It's all Olivia.
It. Absolutely.
She came with the right food. But we are also doing other parts of tours that Dean and Olivia are very proud of and very close to our hearts. We're doing a lot of the USO tours and the MWR tours, going over to South Korea and Japan and Germany, wow, actually.
Those will all be next winter, this coming winter.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So.
Well, you heard it first on KX93.5. Thank you for being friends of the station. Thanks for coming
down
and doing this. Olivia Price, Gary McGrath, Dean Minerly, Sean Yeager, Andy Weaver on drums, Lydia's Libido. They got YouTube videos right now on YouTube. You can find them. The album, where's the album available?
Everywhere. Just
Amazon, iTunes.
Reverb Nation, CD Baby.
All of them. Yeah.
Worth checking out. Lydia's Libido, Kiss the Frog. You heard it first on KX93.5. Thank you so much, you guys, for coming in and doing what you do so well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice one. It's KX93.5, We're Lagunas Only, FM.
Friday night, I'm going nowhere. All the lights are changing, green to red.